All right. Hello, hello. All right. Thank you so much for joining me. All right. I'm going to try something a little bit different tonight. Okay. So it's going to be a little bit into the show, but I want to thank everybody for joining me. Thank you so much for not being afraid to hit that share button. Thank you for not being afraid of hitting it. And, you know, this is really interesting time that we live in. It really is. It really is. For those of you that are connected with my locals, there's actually a video that I put on locals. And the only way you can watch it is if you're a member on locals because of the content that's in this particular video. In this video, it talks about the deception. It talks about, and there's actually movies that's been made about it. And it's just really, really interesting how the people are deceived and how people just blatantly believe the lies today. Well, I'm going to show you an example of that very thing. So when I'm talking about on locals, there's a, y'all, I'm pretty sure many of y'all have seen, if not everybody, there's a move, the series called Left Behind, right? And there's this one particular scene where the Antichrist is in the movie and the Antichrist is circling around his table and everyone is seeing exactly what's happening. And after they view what was happening, they saw what was happening. They heard what was happening, but then they still went along with the lie after they just saw the truth. So if you go to locals, my locals, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's so exactly what's happening in our world today. And I'm going to show you another video here tonight that actually shows that. What do you think about the truth? What does the truth mean to you? What does the truth actually mean to you? Do you reject the truth or do you embrace the truth? Do you acknowledge the truth? Do you, you know, like say the truth is your truth. That might be your truth. I've heard leftists say that, well, that's your truth. No, it's not. The truth is the truth. There's only one truth. There's only one truth. Like, you know, for example, 2 + 2 = 4. And no matter how you try to change it, no matter how you try to twist it, it equals 4, no matter what. Even if you put a decimal point in there, when you include the decimal point, it's still 4. But anyways, let me get on with this. Let me show you this. This was a hearing. This is not the first one I want to show here, though. This is the first one I want to show. This was a hearing where this gentleman from, I believe he's from Louisiana, and he's asking this lady some questions about, you know, why they want to get rid of the petroleum, why you want to get rid of the gas, why you want to, same thing, why you want to get rid of, you know, natural resources. And he's being really nice to her. He's not being mean. He wasn't calling her any names. He wasn't doing anything. But I want y'all to listen to this interaction because this is extremely so on point. She gets irritated by what he's saying and she lashes out at him. And he's not being mean, mind you. Now, she gets triggered because of what he's saying. And then she also says, you need to have conversation with your guy. You can't make this stuff up. Please do me a favor. Hit the share button on this. Hit the share button. Listen to this interaction. I normally have some stuff. This is a hot one here. This is a hot one. Listen.
Americans are watching this hearing today, and I'm glad we're having it because this is some of the most outlandish testimony I've witnessed yet in 6 years in this oversight committee room. It's stunning. I'm not quite sure. I mean, with all due respect to our panelists today, I'm not quite sure some of you are connected to reality. So I'm going to, Ms. Salter, ma'am, good lady, please prepare your mind because I'm going to ask you 3 questions. I'm going to give you most of my time.
And did you hear him? He says, good lady, right? That's not being disrespectful at all. And he's talking to it. So let me add, because I need for y'all to remember this. For those of y'all that stay with me tonight, Okay, I need for you to remember what he just said. Listen to what he just said. He called her a good lady. Well, my opinion, she's not a good lady, but he's being a complete gentleman. Oh my goodness. Now, y'all need to remember that. And I'm going to remind you later on because I have something else I want to share with you that completely, again, you see how he's being nice. He's not yelling at her, not being disrespectful. You see this, you hear this, but the left, they're going to go and lie about what just took place here. Listen.
Ms. Salter, ma'am, good lady, please prepare your mind because I'm going to ask you three questions. I'm going to give you most of my time. I think it's good that America hears what you have to say. If you had control of the world, ma'am, if you did, I mean, you're presenting these grand ideas about eliminating fossil fuel and the horrors of the oil and gas industry and the energy that we consume to run the world and uplift the economic potential and prosperity of the world, which is the single most significant factor that connects the prosperity of our citizenry worldwide is economic opportunity, and energy drives that. But here you go. Let me just ask you, what would you do? I have three questions, so try and keep your answers within 30 or 40 seconds, please. What would you do with petrochemical products? Like everything you have, your clothes, your glasses, the car you got her on, your phone, the table you're sitting at, the chair, the carpet under your feet, everything you've got is petrochemical products. What would you do with that? Tell the world.
Okay, let me stop it right there. See, now he didn't ask anything that was mean. Did y'all hear him, you know, talk down on her? He said, the world need to hear what you have to say, right? So this will be the opportunity for her to come up and say what she needs to say, right? And just lay it out, lay the facts out, lay it out. This will be the opportunity, but she's not going to do that. She got triggered by everything he just said. And listen and watch. Because she's going to start yelling at him. She's going to get loud with him. And rightfully so, he gets to get loud back with her. So if you don't want a man to get loud with you, don't get loud with the man. If you don't want a woman to get loud with you, don't get loud with the woman. He didn't get loud with her. He didn't. Did he not? Y'all just watched it. He didn't get loud. He didn't yell at her. Now watch.
If I had that power in the world, I don't need that power, because what I would do is ask you, sir, from Louisiana.
I'm giving you the power.
To search you, sir, from Louisiana, to search your heart and understand why the EPA knows that toxic petrochemical facilities are some of the most toxic, polluting facilities.
You see, my good lady, he's still being respectful to her. Listen.
He's in the world and are killing Black people throughout Louisiana. Okay. So
See, this is what I didn't understand here. She's literally saying that what they're doing is killing Black people. No, you know who's killing Black people? Black people. Other Black people are killing Black people. Not what she's suggesting. Because if that was the case, there wouldn't be any Black people. And she's suggesting this the stuff because they want to get rid of plastics. They want to get rid of gas. Because we have plastic and because we have gas, it's killing Black people. This doesn't make a lick of sense. She's literally saying that. So now, because you want to put gas in your car, it's racist. That's what she's literally saying without saying it. But listen.
My first thing would to be you to search your heart and ask your God what you are doing to the Black and poor people in Louisiana.
You hear this? Ask your God what you're doing to poor people and Black people in Louisiana. She literally just sat there and said that. And all he's doing, and he made a valid point. I mean, the chair that she's sitting in, the paper that she's using, the clothes that's on her back, that microphone she's talking into, how does she think it was all created? Just energy, right? Just energy did it? Listen, I mean, this is the problem. What they're doing is wanting to destroy life on this planet. That's what their main goal is. Listen.
Okay, so my first thing would to be you to search your heart and ask your God what you are doing to the black and poor people in Louisiana. That would be my first thing to ask.
Let's just have one at a time so that we can.
It's my time, Mr. Chairman. If I reclaim my time, I shall. I'm going to give this young lady an opportunity. You might not like it, but America needs to hear it.
Absolutely. And again, he's called her a young lady. He's still being respectful to her. Y'all need, I keep drilling that in because I'm going to play something else that's completely like, what in the world? Because they're arguing, they're going back and forth, having an argument, a heated discussion, which it should be allowed. He's not being disrespectful to her at all. I want y'all to remember that.
You've got no answer, do you, young lady, about what to do with petrochemical products? So I'll move on. What are you going to do with ocean-going vessels? What do you do with the maritime industry?
Well, we could, again, I would ask you to search your heart for what is happening on
you
the coast
no
of Louisiana. Of course we like, do. We need to move away from petrochemicals.
Statement.
We need to shut down the petrochemical facilities in your state and move away from plastic.
Run.
We need to move away from
function.
It.
You
and
couldn't
there
be
are.
It's insane.
It is,
what would you do with the aviation
the only
industry?
Thing that would not function is the petrochemical industry in your state, sir.
So again, that microphone, that chair, the vehicle that she got in, the airplanes that she probably rode in, all has plastic in it. All of it has plastic in it. There's a reason why they're wanting to do this. Now, y'all need to keep paying attention.
Do you care about the planet, good lady? Like, do you have ecological concern for real? Like, from a biblical perspective, we were given, the Lord gave us dominion over the planet and the creatures thereof. Now, the original translations of dominion means to care for and nurture. So from a biblical perspective, I am an environmentalist. I love my planet, the people and the creatures thereof. Do you?
Sir, if we're going to talk about the Lord, I ask that you search your heart again and think about repenting.
I search heart very quickly. I love the planet. I'm asking you, do you?
The fossil fuel industry that owns your state is destroying the earth and the natural world. And that is a fact, sir.
You know what you got, young lady? You got a lot of noise. But you got no answers.
Basically, what he's saying, she's full of hot air. She's full of hot air. She has no answers. And again, he was being completely respectful to her. She's being nasty, talking about, you need to search your heart. Really? Really? He's asking the question. Everything that we use, my cell phone, this cup, I've been showing y'all this cup ever since, right? This is a W, but they want to tell you it's an M. Because, hey, well, it's upside down, so it's an M now. No, it's a W. It's just upside down. It is a W because this is the way the cup goes. This was created because of the oil, right? Everything in here. My bag of beans that I have here with my pillow, right? MyStore.com. If you want to get some, use promo code UNITE1, right? But this right here, this bag, because of the oil, the beans, all of it, everything, the mouse, the keyboard. All of the plastic, we use these things every single day, and they're trying to make it go away. Now, you heard how he was being respectful to her, even though they were arguing, going back. My good lady, he was being respectful towards her. And you're allowed to have heated discussions. Just because you are a lady doesn't mean that we automatically have to agree with you. Right? And just because you're a gentleman doesn't mean you have to agree with the gentleman. You can disagree. That's what freedom is all about. Now, to get to my point about how the left doesn't see. Now, you just saw, right? You just saw with how he was with her. He wasn't disrespectful. They were having an argument, right? Discussion. He was respectful towards her. So you just saw and you heard how he was. Now, listen to this beauty here. This is with the nut job sitting there complaining about how he was talking to her.
But I wanted to address Ms. Salter directly. I just want you to know that in the 4 years that I've sat on this committee, I have never seen members of Congress, Republican or Democrat, disrespect a witness in the way that I have seen them disrespect you today. I do not care what party they are in.
That's a lie.
I've never seen anything like that. And for the gentleman of Louisiana and the comfort that he felt.
Listen.
In yelling at you like that.
Here it comes. He was completely respectful towards her. Are you hearing this? See, she's proving what I've been saying. She's proving what's happening on the planet. You see the truth, you hear the truth, and she's going to literally sit here and tell a lie. Listen.
There's more than one way to get a point across. And frankly, men who treat women like that.
You hear this? Men who treat women like that? I mean, like he did something wrong, calling her good lady, calling her a young lady. You can't make this up. Listen.
Who treat women like that in public, I fear how they treat them in private.
What? Just because you're a female doesn't mean we have to agree with everything that you say, right? And it goes both ways. Just because you're, she's making it out to be a sexist issue when it's not. It has nothing to do with her gender. Has nothing to do with it. But AOC, just like the Democrats, like they normally do, they introduce gender, they introduce sexuality, they introduce something other than what it actually is.
We can be better than this. We don't have to resort to yelling. Moving on. I want to tell a story about last year, back in October of 2021. And frankly, and you know what, I'm going to stop as well. I would hope that someone would issue you an apology, but because I don't believe he will, I want to apologize.
Apologize for what? Apologize for what? He didn't do anything wrong.
To you. About the conduct of this committee and what we just witnessed. The people do not deserve to see that. And we deserve to put forward a better front. So I just want to let you know that, Ms. Salter.
Thank you, ma'am. I just wanted to thank you. And you've provided so much leadership and courage. They can come for me all day long.
Did y'all see that? Did y'all see what just happened there? Right? She didn't like the questions that she was being asked, and she didn't answer a single one of them. It's really simple. If you have anything, and I experience this all the time when I go out and I talk to these leftists, I experience it all the time. They'll sit there and they'll mouth off something, right? And you tell them something, and they come all unglued. They all come all unglued. And don't want to have a sensible conversation. And I always make this point out. I said, and a lot of times when I show up places, I'm there with my camera, and they'll try to block out my camera so the camera doesn't see what they're doing. Which, again, just like her getting asked questions, she refused to answer the questions. But if she just answered the questions, you know, and her questions are factual, and she actually has questions which she can stand on, then you share it with the world. It's the same thing when I show up my cameras. Why block the cameras if you're doing something positive? Show it to the world. It's the same thing. It's the same thing over and over. But they want to hide it all. They want to hide what they're doing. They just want to be able to do it and make it to where you have no opinion about it, make it to where you can't say anything about it, right? And you're just supposed to go along with it. No questioning it at all. Nothing. How is that a democracy, right? They keep saying a democracy. It's their way, no way, or the highway. Now, listen to this interaction with Jim Jordan, because this one here really brings a hammer down on all of this, because it really exposes how the left is really trying to destroy this country, especially like in California. They're doing it hands down. They're not even holding back on it any longer. Listen to this interaction here. This is a good one.
Mr. Schellenberger, I think you said earlier the U.S. has reduced carbon emissions and greenhouse gas. Greenhouse gas reduction has happened in America, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's significant. It's right.
Massive, the biggest in history.
So the biggest in history, much more than China or India, some of our bigger competitors economically, more than the European Union in absolute numbers, right?
Yes.
Is there any country in the world that's done better than the United States?
No.
So we're the best?
Yes.
The best when it comes to dealing with the climate?
By far.
Okay. So in the previous hearing, about a year ago, the chairman asked the CEO of Chevron, are you embarrassed as an American company that your production is going up? That's a strange question to ask. When we're reducing emissions, this is a critical energy source for our economy, as my friend from Louisiana said just a few minutes ago, that uplifts people all over our country and, frankly, around the world. When the American economy is strong, I think the world's a safer and better place. That's kind of a strange question. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
I mean, does the Congress, so the chairman said that he said the Republicans talk about it, I think his quote was a war on the oil and gas industry. I don't know if it's a war, but when the chairman of an important committee in Congress tells the CEO, are you embarrassed that you're actually making more of your product? We don't do that to any other industry, do we?
No, I mean, not only that, but Meta, Facebook, Apple, and Google had profits of $39 billion, $30 billion, and $76 billion last year. And I didn't see this committee holding hearings on those profits, nor on the huge losses that the shale frackers had. From 2010 to 2020, U.S. shale frackers lost $300 billion. That did not happen in the high-tech industry in Congressman Khanna's district. Those firms did not suffer. Moreover, the Interior Department distributed just 200 leases for oil and gas development during President Biden's first 19 months in office. During Obama and Trump, there were 10 times as many leases. No president since Nixon has leased out fewer than 4.4 million acres during its first 19 months in office. Now, if I may, Congressman, I'll just add one thing, because there was a couple of pieces of information that people stated here that were incorrect. The first is that someone said that New York is moving away from gas. That's false. New York burned natural gas and oil, went from 77% to 89% of its electricity supply between 2020 and 2021. Because New York shut down a perfectly functioning nuclear power plant. So New York is not moving away from gas. It became more dependent on gas because of the war on American energy. There was another statement that was made that hurricanes will become more frequent in the United States. That is also not the prediction of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It supports the notion of a substantial decrease, 25%, in the overall number of Atlantic hurricanes and tropical storms. So in terms of misinformation, we've seen some here today.
So I think earlier you said that, you know, when you look at the latter, I think there's a term you use, wood, coal, oil, gas, uranium. That's how the energy intensity you get from those moves up as you go up the ladder. Why does the left hate so much the two at the top that are clean, right? They're the clean, gas and uranium clean. Why do they hate them so much? What's your thoughts on it?
Because they provide the most abundant energy. And if you think that Western civilization is bad, or if you think that human beings are bad, then you want to move towards energy dilute fuels, which provide too little energy to sustain Western civilization.
Did you hear what he just said? I think that was the most profound statement in this entire hearing. Did you hear what he just said? That one statement right there should be so alarming to every single person in America, if not the planet, right? Let me take it back, because if someone fell asleep on that, because y'all need to hear exactly, let me take it back, because this is exactly their plan. This is exactly their plan. And they're not even hiding it any longer, right? And he actually called it out in this hearing. And Jim Jordan said that, if that is actually true, which I believe it probably is true, because oh my goodness, just listen.
Top that are clean, right? They're the clean gas and uranium clean. Why do they hate them so much? What's your thoughts on it?
Because they're the most, because they provide the most abundant energy. And if you think that Western civilization is bad, or if you think that human beings are bad.
I mean, they think America is bad, right? He's literally sitting there saying it. They think America's bad. They think human beings are bad because they want to take the life of human beings in the womb. They don't hide it. They don't hide it. That's what they want to do. Listen closely.
Then you want to move towards energy dilute fuels, which provide too little energy to sustain Western civilization.
You hear that? So what happens when they can't sustain our way of life in the United States of America? What happens to the people? Right? What happens?
And that's scary. If that's in fact the case, that is scary. Is there a serious crisis brewing in Europe this year when it comes to energy and energy needs?
We have not begun to come to grips with how serious this crisis is. 70% decline in fertilizer production. The United Nations Food Program estimates that hundreds of millions of people will die from hunger-related diseases or from hunger this year.
And is pressuring American companies in a congressional hearing where you would say to the CEO of a major oil and gas company, are you embarrassed about production? I remember that hearing. It happened last October where the chairman went down the line, said, will you pledge today to decrease production? Why won't you? Decreasing production, would that help or hurt the situation in Europe?
It's going to result in more deaths from cold, pollution, and industrial collapse. It's going to be devastating.
And, you know, one thing they don't get into and talk about here is that how in Europe, and I've mentioned it a couple of times, that because of the wokeness in Europe, people are having to go outside and find a tree and cut it down so they can heat their homes. And it's just September in Germany, and it's already getting cold if it's not snowing in parts of Germany. And now people are having to go and cut down trees just so they can heat their homes. Do you understand this? It's ridiculous. And that is the idea of wokeness. It's almost like they're trying to do something with the population on the planet. Right? It's kind of, that's my thinking. Are they trying to do something with the population on the planet? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. And it's scary to think that politics is driving something that's going to harm families, people, communities in the European Union. And let's hope that same mentality doesn't catch hold here and do that kind of harm to the American families.
Sir, I would just add that the people that are suffering the most are the poorest countries. It's countries like Pakistan, which are being outbidded for LNG supplies by Europe, that are going to suffer the most. As usual, it will be the poorest countries in the world that will suffer the most from the war on natural gas.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? That's part of the plan. That's part of the plan. That's all by design. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to turn America into a third world country, right? They want to turn, and all these other countries, all these other nations, and it's this wokeness, the liberal utopia, these liberals, they look down upon the rest of us, right? Like we're just nothing compared to them because we don't understand. They know what's best for all of us. They're wanting to do something about the population. I'm just going to say that. They're wanting to do something about the population of the planet. They're wanting to do something. What do you think it is? You tell me. What do you think it is? You tell me. The wokeness that we see in the country between the illegal aliens coming into the country and they want to have them a fast track to citizenship so they can all vote blue. That's what they want to do. That's what the replacement theory is all about, right? They want them to come in. And it's true. Tucker was completely correct. It's true. That's what they want to do. And it's not replacing white people. That's not what it is at all. Between the crime that we're having in the country, all that's driven by the wokeness. You have the idiot nut job Fetterman, right? He wants to release criminals, hardened criminals back out into the street, murderers back out into the street so they can murder somebody else. And even the 9/11 hijackers, they want to, like, you know what, let them go too, right? That's what my understanding. Maybe I'm getting it wrong. The 9/11 hijackers, it's almost like they want to let them out too so they can go do some more havoc on the planet. One thing I've learned is that the Muslim belief, this is one thing, and if you're Muslim, you can send me a message and tell me I'm wrong. But the Muslims believe that there has to be total chaos on the planet for their, how do I put this, their Messiah to return. They believe that there has to be total chaos. So they're in support of having total chaos on the planet, right? Because apparently, in their beliefs, their Messiah fell down a well or gutter of some sort, right? And it's supposed to, and when the planet is total chaos, then their Messiah will return. But when it's in total chaos, the Messiah that's going to return for them and for the leftist wokeness is going to be the Antichrist. I've said that multiple times on my broadcast. That's the reason why we're seeing all of this crime. That's the reason why we're seeing all of this chaos on the planet. And it's growing and it's intensifying. And I'm not saying this for you to be scared. I'm saying all of this stuff because you need to know that if you are a follower of Christ, if you have Christ in your life, you have given yourself over to the Almighty God. You don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about this flesh. That's seriously, don't worry about this flesh. They want you to be worried and live in fear and want you to protect your flesh when you can't even keep it. You can't keep it. There's nothing here that you get to keep. The only thing we get to keep is our experiences. But this flesh, this material stuff, we get to keep none of it. Listen to this, because they're actually talking about these terrorists that 9/11 and how they're like wanting to be lenient with them and let them go. And I mean, you can't make this stuff up, people.
To this overall point on the death penalty, if this is not a case for the death penalty, the murder of thousands of Americans, then what is? And Kaylee, that may be the point. This could be a push to eliminate the death penalty, because hear me out on this. If a defense attorney looks and says, hey, you didn't give the death penalty to the guy who killed 3,000 Americans.
Right.
Why are you going to give it to my client? And that could be part of an overall push. And that is an underlying thing that is extremely concerning to me about what we've seen, not the least of which is, again, these parents, families don't want closure. They want justice. American government's not giving it to them, and that's sad.
Yeah.
I know that I can't speak for every military family out there, but I'll speak for mine. I am truly sorry to all of them that we, as a sovereign nation, can't continue to act like one. Mm-hmm. That's the second time this hour that I have said that. Mm-hmm. It's about the border. It's about this issue. If we don't know what justice looks like when Americans are killed, are we then, Lily, you put it so beautifully, are we then really a sovereign nation? Mm-hmm. Do we really, really love the citizens of this great nation? We have a president who hates at least half of them. How do we know? Because he keeps telling us.
Right.
So what about...
Yep, he hates half of us, right? Right there. Can y'all read what's on my shirt? They hate... You know what? And you know what the way I see it? It's complete racist, right? It's complete racist. Me being who I am, you being who you are, wanting to believe the way you want to, to freely believe the way you want to, he's literally saying that we are a problem. We are a problem. It's the same thing the Klan did. The Klan said that Black people and Jewish people are the problem. They literally said that. And now you have Joe Brandon saying that we are the problem, mainly because we're Christians. Right? Because we're Christians, because we love this nation. They're not coming out saying it that way because they know that a lot of people on the left still consider themselves to be Christian, and they can't come out directly and say that. But that's their main target.
What about those military families whose children went to war because of what happened, who willingly went and gave their lives, blood and treasure from America after we were hit? They will never be the same. Those families who lost their children and those men and women who are forever damaged from serving that war. What do we say to them when we say, well, make a deal for these guys who took more than 3,000 lives of Americans in this country on American soil? What do we say to those military families?
Yeah.
We gave up. We got tired. We liked liberalism in our justice system better than we love you.
Yeah, basically what it comes down to. We love liberalism. Wokeism is basically what it is, what she's referring to. She's talking about wokeism, right? And the Democrats, they don't care. They don't care. They don't care about your children. And I think I may have said this last night, and if I did, I'm going to say it again. You know, the Democrats, they try to say that we only care about children in the womb until up till birth. Have y'all heard them say that? Have y'all heard them say that? They said it, they've been saying it quite often here lately. We, as conservative Christians, MAGA Republicans, only care about children in the womb and up to birth. And they try to say that we don't care about them after birth. And that is a flat out lie. Because if that were true, we wouldn't care about you sexualizing kids. You understand that? If that were true, we wouldn't care about you taking the kids to a dragon queen event, right? We wouldn't care. If that was the case, we wouldn't want more security at schools, if that was the case, right? It's a flat out lie because they constantly say the lies. Now, listen to this because, again, you know, I have this. This is my T-shirt. It's on my website, unitesamericafirst.com. Listen to what Jim Jordan says here because they're literally labeling all of us the same way they, you know what? You know what it is like? They're saying it's the same tactics of the CCP, which it is. But it's also the same tactics Hitler did to Jewish people, right? They said Jewish people are the biggest threat to our nation. Hitler said it. Look it up. I've watched enough history channels and I've read enough on it to where Hitler, he was a total monster and he convinced the people that the Jewish people were a problem. We had to remove them from society. That's what they're trying to do to you and I that love freedom, that put America first. Listen to this.
According to new whistleblower information that you received, the FBI is labeling groups as domestic terrorists even after they're deemed not to be a threat, like the company founded by that vet, Mike Glover.
Yeah.
So the FBI, reportedly did this because Glover appears to be rallying individuals to take action and speaks about his distaste for how the government is handling current situations. So the FBI rifled through his life before concluding that the group desires to assist Americans in preparing themselves for catastrophic events and not to overthrow the government,
right?
Congressman, so Mike criminalizing.
Glover. Yeah, a veteran, Mike Glover, a veteran doing good work out there. But some woke analyst at the FBI says we're going to investigate this guy because I guess you can investigate it now by this FBI. If you display the flag, you own a gun, and you voted for Trump, somehow you're now that in that category that Joe Biden said is extremist or fascist, and they're going to investigate. But they investigate him a second time and says, no, nothing here. But this is what's happening at the FBI. They're being pressured to label and categorize every single case. And we've had now over 14 whistleblowers come to us, label every single case a domestic violence, violent extremism case, when they're not. There's the cases that are just bad guys that the FBI is doing, you know, social investigation.
Well, but this is what the CCP does.
This is like, kind of like what the CCP does, right? Because first Hitler did it. Now the CCP, they're doing it. They're doing it as of today, to my understanding. And now the Biden regime is doing it to the American people, and they're doing it because they feel that we are a threat. And all we want is for America to be great. We want to make America great again, right? And I constantly say that we need to rally peacefully. I never say that we need to do it in a violent way, not at all. Because that's not who we are. We're not Antifa. We're not BLM. We don't go around neighborhoods. We don't go around downtowns across the country in different cities and burn up stuff, burn up vehicles, attack people, even kill people. We don't do that. We haven't done that. Not a single time. Not a single time. We're not the ones who created $1 billion of insurance policies. We're not the ones who did that. We're not the ones out there burning up people's business and then have a news reporter go in front of and say it's mostly peaceful. Right? We're not the ones doing that. But they want us to. See, they lie and say that we are. And it's a total lie. None of it's true. Absolutely none of it's true. But they literally lie and said that we're doing it. right? It's the same thing Hitler used to say about the Jewish people. The Jewish people, they're going to bring all this stuff to us, and they're going to have all this happen and all this happen. So we have to do our part and get rid of them. That's exactly their angle today. That's their angle for you and I. And he's already said it. He's already said it. Him doing that event and having the two Marines sitting behind him at that demonic scene, having the Marines behind him saying, hey, we're going to use the military to come after you, to get you. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. I'm telling you. But instead of actually paying attention to the actual crime that's taking place, the actual dirt that's going on, they're lying and they're making up stuff so they can come after Americans that don't think the way they want you to think. The Hunter Biden laptop is a prime example of that. A prime example of that. Listen.
I want to talk about a little other disinformation coming out of this committee. The day or two after Senator Grassley and I issued our report, based on U.S. documents, interviews with U.S. persons, our now committee chairman, who's then committee ranking member, issued a press release, said Peter's Wyden responds to a Republican effort to amplify Russian disinformation. He said, I generated a partisan political report that is rooted in Russian disinformation. Mr. Chairman, do you want to retract that false allegation now? Now that we know that the Hunter Biden laptop is accurate, that there has not been one scintilla of information provided in Senator Grassley's and my report that has ever been refuted. It was 100% accurate. And yet you, as ranking member of the committee, accused me repeatedly of soliciting and disseminating Russian disinformation. Do you want to retract your false allegation here that you issued in your press release on September 23rd?
Nope, nope, nope. He's not going to. I mean, what Democrat has actually got caught in a lie and then turned around and said, I was wrong? You know, it's the struggle. I was wrong. They can't say it. They can't say it. If I'm wrong about something, I'm wrong. Hey, you know what? I make mistakes all the time. I can admit to it. Right? I'm not perfect. If you came someplace to look for somebody perfect, you came to the wrong place. I'm not perfect. I make wrong decisions all the time. But they don't, right? According to them, they don't. And then when they get caught in it, they still don't.
Let's just focus on what we're trying to...
Well, I'm focusing on this because this is exactly the type of harm we can do.
You see that? Let's just focus on. Look at him. Just like a weasel. Just like a weasel.
Let's just focus on what we're trying to...
Well, I'm focusing on this because this is exactly the type of harm we can do to our political process when you have these big tech companies engaging in political debate, censoring one side of the political spectrum and amplifying the false allegations of another side.
Exactly what's happening. See, I just said it. We have factual information what the left is doing, what the left has done, but then the FBI goes along with the fraudulent information that they know is fraudulent, right? Disinformation, they actually go with that, what they know it is. Hunter Biden's laptop has been verified. It has been. Okay, we're going to do something here, and I asked my producer if she would, like I said in the very beginning, it's nothing dramatic here, but I asked my producer to share my Podbean link right now that I'm live right now. And I'm going to ask for anyone who wants to participate. It's all free will here. No one's forcing your arms, right? I want to do something. You know how you ever listen to the radio? Now, I haven't listened to the radio. Well, every now and then I'll listen to the radio every now and then. But you remember when you were younger, you listened to the radio, and you would have, like, on the radio would announce, you know, so-and-so caller, you call in and you'll be a prize winner. You get some swag, right? Well, I want to kind of do something similar to that. So I'm going to ask everybody right now how you're watching. If you're on Getter, you're on Rumble, you're on YouTube, you're on Spreely, you're on Facebook. Am I missing one here? If you're on Twitch, because I'm on Twitch too. So I'm asking everybody right now, if you're on any of those platforms, my producer, she's going to put the link in all of them, probably all except for maybe Twitch. But she's going to put the link there, and I'm going to ask you to join me over on my Podbean. It's live right now. You'll be able to hear it right now. I'm live on the Podbean. I'm looking over there to see if when I see people jumping in there. So if you would, go to the link. I don't know if she's put it in there yet or not, but I'm asking you to go to the link and join me in there. And I want y'all to select the number between 1 and 100, and I'm going to give you some free swag, right? Whatever the number is, pick a number between 1 and 100. 1 and 100. And the person that get closest to the number without going over, I'm going to send you some free swag. And I have this here. This I just got these in. And I think this is pretty cool. My producer made these. These are little keychains that you can get. And it says Ephesians 5:11 on there. Take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. All right, so I'm going to give you one of these. I'll give you a T-shirt and some other swag. Go to the link that my producer just put in there right now to the Podbean. Join in there, and whoever puts 1 through 100, you'll get some free swag. All right, while you're doing that, because you can still hear the show. You can still hear the show if you want to. If you're on a computer, just do another tab. Get a link and put it on the other tab and go to it, okay? It's really easy on a computer, even if you're on a mobile device. On a mobile device, it pops up like this. You just touch it and pop in there, okay? Also, I got another video that I want to share with you here, though. I do have another one, okay? And I want to thank the Republican Research Committee for putting this video together, because we all knew that something was going wrong with Joe Brandon. We knew it, right? I mean, 3 years ago, we knew something was mentally unstable with him. We knew that he was suffering from possibly dementia or something. It looks like it. That's why people call him Dementia Joe. We know something was wrong with him, right? We know something was wrong with him. So let me play this video here with Fetterman, okay? And listen, look, and again, thank you to the Republican Research Committee for putting this together, because people, how do they go with this? And it's such an embarrassment, and it's such a major problem. Listen.
And you can count on us to eliminate the filibuster. What is wrong with demanding for an easy, safe kind of their income, a path to a safe place for them to win? Send me to Washington, D.C. to send so I can work with Senator Casey and I can champion the union way of life in D.C. Abortion is the ballot now in November. Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's an honor. I live 8 minutes away from here. And when I leave tonight, I got 3 miles away, Dr. Oz, in his mansion in New Jersey. You've got a friend and you have an ally. Send me to Washington, D.C. If you come out and step with us, we will be able to stand with you in D.C.
Wow. Wow. So the story is that he had a stroke, and you know, I don't wish that on anybody. I've had family members that I've known had strokes, right? And it's not pretty and it's not pleasant, right? People go through these things. But if he suffered through one of those, maybe I think it would probably be to his best interest, to his health, to step down, right? I mean, what is the point? What is the point? That is a major problem. That is a major problem. And the people, they know that something's wrong with them, and they're still just doing it. Okay, so you have to go to the link. Okay, let me make sure I'm clear on this. my producer, she put the link in there to the Podbean. You have to click on the link, go to the Podbean, and put the number there, like on the radio, okay? I see we got a couple people in here already. Go to the Podbean link that she's posting in there. I hope she put it in there. And go to the Podbean link, okay? Go to Podbean and put the number in on Podbean, okay? I mean, there's a link. Click on the link, touch the link. If you're on a computer, it's really just do it in another tab. If you're on a mobile device, it'll pop up right there on your mobile device. Go to it. Just go to it. It'll tell you exactly how to get here. And then once you get there, just leave a comment on there saying that you, you know, a number between 1 and 0, from between 0 and 100. And I'm going to give out some free swag. But you have to click on the link, Podbean. I'm live on Podbean. You'll be able to hear Podbean right now. You'll be able to hear it on there live right now. Pack a t-shirt and some other stuff. And on this here, I'm going to read it one more time. It's Ephesians 5:11. Take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. All right. Are y'all clicking on the Podbean link? Are y'all clicking on the Podbean link? Okay. Click on the Podbean link that my producer put in there. All right. She should have put it on all the platforms. Now, I won't do this all the time, but I'm asking everyone to do it right now, to go to the Podbean and join me over there. Leave me a comment. Leave me some comments on the Podbean and tell me a number between 1 through 100. All right. And whoever goes on there and give me a number, the closest one to the number between 1 through 100, I'm going to give out the free swag. All right. We'll do that. And we'll see. And once I get the person, I will let you know who it is. All right. But in the meantime, I have one more thing that I want to share with you. I have one more thing I want to share with you. Click on that link. Come on, join me on the Bean Pod. Bean Pod. Join me over there. Come on, do it. You can come right back to where you are. You don't have to stay there. Go there, put a number in, what you think it is, 1 through 100. And if you have to go back, you can. Wherever you're watching this, you can go back, okay? But I have one more thing I want to share with you while you're doing it, okay? You know how I was just mentioning how the left, how they're constantly saying that we only care about children between the ages of conception and being born, right? They say that's the only time we... So Ted Cruz comes up with a bill to protect children at schools. Because you know what? Regardless of what you do, these monsters are not going to go away. So we have to do our part to try to protect the kids at school. Ted Cruz, he comes up with a bill. Listen to this. And in the meantime, go ahead, click on that Podbean link and join me over there on Podbean and tell me a number between 0 and 100. Okay, listen.
Kids going back in school all across the country. We need to again revisit what we can do to keep them safe from mass shooters. Many students, especially in Uvalde, are scared. Their parents are scared. They've expressed concerns that the security measures at schools in Uvalde haven't improved enough to make them feel safe. Today, I want to put forth two bills that would address this problem. Inevitably, when a mass murder occurs, Democrats in this chamber and the media implore Congress, do something. Well, in just a moment, the Senate can do something. The first bill I'm going to ask this body to pass is the Secure Our Schools Act, which would spend unused COVID education funds on hiring police officers in schools and hiring school-based mental health professionals. This bill would be the most serious, the most significant, the most major investment in school security Congress has ever enacted. This bill would double the number of police officers on campus. So if, God forbid, the next deranged madman shows up trying to commit murder, before that madman gets into the school, into the classroom, he would encounter an armed police officer who could stop him outside the school before he commits murder. This bill also funds $10 billion for 15,000 new mental health counselors on schools. So many of these deranged killers have a long and horrifying descent into mental illness before they commit their crimes. We see the pattern of the lone, alienated, angry, deranged young man who seeks to commit the most unspeakable evil. If we had additional mental health resources on campuses, they would be in a position to spot the warning signs, to see the young man heading down that dangerous path, and to intervene and stop them. Recently, the National Center for Education Statistics, which is part of the U.S. Department of Education, found that 88% of public schools did not, quote, strongly agree when asked whether they had the funding and the mental health professionals they needed for schools. 88% said we need more mental health professionals in schools and more funding to hire them. My bill would address both of these problems by ensuring that we're doubling the number of police officers so there are armed police officers to protect our kids and keep them safe, and so there are mental health counselors to spot a dangerous young man before he goes down the road of committing a horrific mass murder.
But instead, they voted against it. They actually voted against it. That's crazy, is it not? Here it is, the opportunity for them to step up, to show that they want to support protecting children, and they do the opposite. See, I guess if you, because, I mean, think about it. Those 87,000 armed IRS agents, imagine what they could have done for the protection of the students, of the children in America. Imagine what that could have done for our border security, right? But they're more concerned about coming after you, coming after us, the American people, than they are protecting the American people. It's really, really crazy to me. It's really crazy to me. Okay. All right. Wow. I see people jumping on the Podbean. Thank you so much. I can see people on there. And I see one person. The number that I was thinking, I'm not going to say it just yet. I'm going to give you a couple more, a little bit more time here to get on there and do it. But one person was close, and then another person came right behind them and said another number without going over and got closer. So, yeah, people are putting them out here. Maybe I just gave out too much information there. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. For those of you that were able to get on the Podbean, thank you so much for getting on there. Subscribe if you can while you're there, okay? Okay, so let's see. I think my producer is going to allow me to say thank you to a few people, and then I'll announce the person that got close to the number that I was thinking, and I'll tell you the number. Tyler, thank you so much for the stars. Thank you so much. Ann, thank you for the PayPal. Wow, thank you so much. Cher, thank you for the stars. Jenny, thank you, Jenny. I really appreciate it. Michelle, thank you. Rick, thank you for the stars. Chuck, thank you. Denise, thank you. Paula, thank you. Baby Steps, Thank you for the super chat. And I think it was super chat. Yeah. And JD, thank you. And I see you on there, Baby Steps. I see you on the Podbean. Thank you so much. I see you on there too. Okay. Okay. I think that was it. All right. So here we go. Yeah, I think I gave out too much information because someone hit spot on with it. Someone hit spot on with the number. Jonathan. Yeah, he put a question mark behind it. My bad. I'll do another one, but hey. Jonathan Cox, you are the winner, Jonathan. All right, so send me an email to uniteamericafirst.com, Jonathan, with your address, and I'll send you out some swag. And again, it's with this, the Ephesians 5:11, take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. I'll send this out with a t-shirt. Let me know what size t-shirt too. And I'll send some swag along with it. All right, thank you, everybody. I really do appreciate you. I really do appreciate all your support. If you would, please. And while you're there, subscribe. Jonathan, okay. Yep. You should. Yep. My producer just put the email in there, Jonathan, for you to send me your information. All right. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. And if you haven't already, please share this video. Help me out. I really do. It really does help. And I want to thank you, all of you, again, for all the blessings. Thank you so much for your support as well. God bless. Reality check. Thank you.